Here's a question for you. If you like your rock and roll in particular, what do you think the greatest guitar riff of all time is? Because they've done a survey and here's the latest official list. And it's all subjective, of course. But what's top the list this time, Eivin?
I know. And it's just one of those things. Whenever I see it, I go, oh, I know there's going to be controversy. There's going to be people that are not going to be happy. Metal fans are definitely not going to be happy. But yeah, so according to Muse Group, the best guitar riff of all time is Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
You said that with a bit of what's this? You don't like Guns N' Roses. She doesn't like Guns N' Roses.
I do not like Guns N' Roses.
I don't know why or how you could not like Guns N' Roses. I mean, listen to that.
That's a great guitar riff now, in fairness.
Well, it's the best of all time according to this survey. Slash, of course.
Second, Eye of the Tiger, Survivor. Yeah. Now here we go. Now we're talking my era.
It's a bit on the stock side. It's not.
Yeah, but see, that's
straightforward.
But isn't that the whole thing about a riff? It's catchy. It just, there's something really simple about it, and
actually,
it just gets in there.
You're right. There are some riffs on this list in the top 30 that are quite simple. I mean, this one as well. Number three on the list was. That's a bass riff.
It is.
I'm
a
not
bass
sure
riff.
If I would. Some people might call shenanigans on that.
Yeah, it is.
It's a
bass riff, but it is, again, it's just simple, repetitive, you know, and just really, really catchy and really effective.
That's the top three. A few more. Will we run down the top 10 just really quickly?
Yeah, you got Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire in there at number four, Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin.
I mean, Sex on Fire, Kings of Leon, ahead of Stairway to Heaven in terms of the riff. Not many people would agree with that. Great song, Sex on Fire, but riff-wise,
Beat It, Michael Jackson.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, good riff. You can't argue with it, yeah.
Smells Like Teen Spirit. I mean, come on. Yeah. All you have to play is that little tiny section of that riff and everybody knows what it is. Mm. Sweet Home Alabama, Lynyrd Skynyrd, number eight. Layla, Eric Clapton, number nine. Yeah. And Money for Nothing, Dire Straits at number 10.
Great riff. Yeah, I mean, some good songs there. There'll always be the what about, though, and who isn't on the list and
AC/DC
who's not.
AC/DC not in there till number 13.
Yeah, Back in Black is number 13, followed by Motorhead, Ace of Spades, Walk This Way, Aerosmith. They're all in there. No Metallica. Which I severely call shenanigans on as a big Metallica fan. No metal really at all. No like Pantera or, you know, Megadeth or...
No Cream, no Clash and no Beatles.
Crikey.
In the top 30.
People wondering who or isn't on the list. We got a text from Derek. He says, the best riff of all time is Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall.
Very distinctive.
Distinctive, yeah, but it's kind of the one note, though.
It is, but if you took that riff and stripped away everything else and played it, people would go, oh, that's Brick in the Wall.
You'd absolutely know it straight away. Another text to see, surprised to see, or not to see, Parisian Walkways on the list. Gary Moore and Fiddle In It, of course.
Brilliant.
No Thin Lizzy on the list. I mean, no Thin Lizzy at all are on the list of the greatest guitar riffs.
Jimi Hendrix not even in the top 10.
No, Jimi Hendrix is there with Voodoo Child at 21. Oh, no, sorry.
He's at number 11 with Purple Haze.
Oh, sorry. Jimi Hendrix is an 11. Damien was wondering about Prince. I don't see Prince on the list.
Nope, I don't see Prince either.
Not known for his guitar riff, maybe, but I don't know.
I do see Seven Nation Army in there. I do like that.
Yeah, again, is it guitar?
Very,
is
very
it bass?
Distinctive.
Kind of all of the one, really, that Jack White made his sound so distinctive. Martin in Tremor wants to know, what about Smoke on the Water on that list of greatest riffs?
Ah, it's there all right. Is it number 16, Deep Purple? Yeah.
Number 16, yeah. A lot of people will have that in their top five.
For sure. Again, so distinctive. You just play a couple of seconds of it and everybody goes, yeah,
exactly.
Deep Purple.